We think that this crime is absolutely despicable, and we really feel that it is worth us putting up a reward. A lot of people need a little bit of incentive to come forward. Generally, they don't come forward, but we are saying that with a murder in this format, that £5,000 might just be the key that unlocks someone to come forward and give some information that's a vital clue to actually catching the murderer.
Why is it that people don't come forward? Is it a fear of having to talk to the police and things like that?
I think it's a fear in loads of different ways. Sometimes they just don't want to get involved. Sometimes they think their information might not be significant enough. Sometimes it might be fear of retribution. There are a whole raft of reasons why people don't. Our Crime Stoppers service is a charity. We're totally independent of the police. That means that anything that someone calls us with is not recorded. We sanitise it. We take anything out of that information that could actually identify the caller, and we just give the specific information directly to the police so they can do their work and capture the people. Because we are completely independent, no one has to reveal their name and they won't ever be identified, and that keeps people safe whatever their reasons are for not needing to go to the police.
And that's even if this eventually goes to court and their evidence is used?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's one of the difficulties for Crime Stoppers to actually promote how successful we are in getting the information from the public safely and anonymously directly to the police. We can't actually say what cases we've solved, which makes it very difficult for people to understand how successful it is. But trust me, this is a very, very vital service that a lot of people do need, and a lot of murders and a lot of other crimes have been solved from information directly brought to us this way. And that, as I say, is information that might never have got anywhere else, would have sat in someone else's head and not come forward to the police.
I guess some people might think that a little something they saw, a bit of information they have, is not particularly significant to an investigation like this. But I guess anything can be in the grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. And it's not for us to question. We don't question why someone's calling, and we don't question what they're giving to us. The police will still do their job. They won't just go on a hunch. They will put that together with all the other information they have, and that could be the last piece of the jigsaw coming forward to Crime Stoppers that actually solves any mystery of this kind of murder. The telephone number that people need to call is 0800 555 111. Alternatively, they can go online if they feel that that's what they would prefer to do, and that's at www.crimestoppers-uk.org.
And obviously, I know that it's a week on. The family have released a statement today, an exceptionally difficult time for them. So, I mean, I guess the hope is that this will help the process go quickly for them as the grieving family.
Absolutely. Any family in this situation needs closure, and I cannot imagine what they are going through at the moment. We want information to come forward so that they can actually put at least this crime to rest on their bereavement to carry on.